Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2405, Don't Be a Prisoner to Your Excuses by Carl Pollin of carlpollin.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your host and narrator. And we're going to jump right into it today as we optimize your life. Don't Be a Prisoner to Your Excuses by Carl Pollin of carlpollin.com. A couple of weeks ago, I set a 2021 challenge for my readers and YouTube followers to commit to preparing for and running a full marathon in 2021. Now, the reason for this was not the running of the marathon, but rather what you will learn about yourself in the process. Marathon training is boring, it's lonely work, and it involves setbacks, physical pain, and mental toughness. Going through that process for 6 to 8 months changes lives. It toughens you up. It shows you can achieve almost anything when you put your mind to it. It's the reason why Tony Robbins has people firewalking when they do the live Unleash the Power Within events. It's even the reason why when at school you learn how to do somersaults over the gymnasium's horse. It's not that you will learn the skill of firewalking or somersaulting over horses, is that you learn that you have incredible abilities. I was curious about how many people would take me up on the challenge and was amazed at how many people have accepted it. People from all sorts of backgrounds, fitness levels, and physical disabilities have taken up the challenge. Yet I was also surprised at the number of excuses that came in. What caused my surprise was I always felt people who watch my videos, listen to my podcasts, and read my blog posts are people who wanted to improve their lives. After all, most of my content is based around self-development and self-improvement. You see, the problem with most excuses is they are just that, excuses. Most of these excuses are not true, but have become so ingrained that you default to using them whenever you're faced with a difficult challenge. They've become a false belief, and they are now limiting beliefs. I can't start my own business because I'm no good at selling. I can't be a manager because I'm not a people person. I can't go to the gym because I'm too fat or big boned. I can't dance because I have two left feet. I can't find a girlfriend or boyfriend because I'm ugly or fat or shy. I can't manage my work because I have ADD or ADHD. I can't run a marathon because I have heart disease or bad knees or a bad back. You see, while some of these excuses may be genuine, you may indeed have ADD or ADHD, heart disease, bad knees, etc., that does not mean you are precluded from changing things. It's not a good idea to start preparing to run a marathon if you have just had triple heart bypass surgery, but should that limit you for the rest of your life? Running a marathon might be medically unwise in the immediate aftermath of surgery, but I know from friends and family members who have had triple heart bypass surgery that part of the recovery is to move, to start walking. You start slow, maybe walk 100 meters a day, but over time, you build that up. Having built up your walking distance over a few months, there would be no reason in the world not to be able to set yourself a challenge to walk the 26.2 miles. Thousands of heart disease patients have done that before. People who will not accept their condition as a life sentence. People who want to make changes to their lives. Back in 2009, when I began my fitness journey, I had debilitating Achilles tendon trouble, a result of running in track shoes too early after the winter training when I was a teenager. Having spoken to physiotherapists and doctors, the only solution was to have surgery on my Achilles tendons to remove the scar tissue that was causing the pain. But I decided, as there was little risk in snapping my tendons running a marathon, you don't sprint in a marathon, and the risks involved in Achilles tendon surgery were high, to run a marathon anyway. Sure, every morning when I woke up, I could not walk for 2 or 3 minutes, and there were times when I had to stop running for a few days because of the pain in my tendons. But a few days off from running and swimming instead kept major problems away, and I was able to complete my first full marathon in 2012. I still have Achilles tendon trouble, but I'll never let that stop me from running. I will never let that be an excuse. I just modify my training when the soreness becomes too much. Humans evolved to survive. Had we used excuses like having a bad back, heart disease, diabetes, and other such ailments 200,000 years ago, we would not have lived very long. We would have been eaten by some predator or another. If 2020 has taught us one thing, it's that we still have the incredible ability to adapt to changing circumstances. That is what makes humans so impressive. Is what makes you impressive. You can adapt. I'm not challenging you to run a marathon under 2 hours. All I'm doing is challenging you to finish a marathon. It does not matter if finishing a marathon takes 5, 6, or 10 hours. Take inspiration from people like Angus McFadden, who completed a full marathon in 7 hours, 13 minutes on crutches because he could not walk. Or Helen Doyle and Angel Vasquez, who both completed a marathon after major heart surgery. Or Ray Bell, who turned to marathon running after his weight hit 300 pounds and depression was turning serious and ended up doing a sub-3-hour marathon. So stop making excuses. If you really want to change your life, if you really want to develop and improve yourself, then you need to throw away these tired, old excuses and find a way to develop yourself. Whether you want to start your own business, become a senior manager in your company, find the love of your life, or even run a marathon, you can do it. You are human, and you can overcome your debilitating excuses. There is a way. All you have to do is find that way. That may take time. It might be very painful. But what will happen if you do not challenge and change yourself? Where will you be in 5, 10, or 20 years' time if you do not make these changes? That thought should scare the life out of you. You just listened to the post titled, "Don't Be a Prisoner to Your Excuses" by Carl Pelline of carlpelline.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement, because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself, and so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Carl. A more rare, tough love sort of post here on the show, and I can't argue with it, it's all true. We all have our own obstacles, things we're dealing with that are difficult for us or make us think that we can't do certain things, but usually there's some way we can make it happen or variation of that thing happen. And of course, like you said, it won't be easy. The easy thing to do is to use it as an excuse, which might just make that issue worse long-term. But if we fight it and try to get better as best we can lead a different life. I think we all know this deep down, but it can be hard to implement or find the motivation to make a change. As I always say, one baby step at a time, and the next thing you know, you've walked a mile, or in this case, a marathon. So take that step today, have a great one, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.